Yep. Good afternoon, everyone. It's 5 o'clock. I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. I guess I'll do the opening. I'll ask myself to do the opening. Dauna ganjokwa sunhansiose ji na te undu ganahiladungsla. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain unkinuha ohonjage ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain onegano sogu ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain onegli suha ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain gahyondis awahi ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain oyungwa u ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain onunkwa togu ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain asanate ngurahndele ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain galunda suha ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain gundilia suha ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain ojita suha ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain ganjokwa ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain owela suha ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain ladisa gayondese ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain yodahalo sunkwa jiha ji sego donadliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain yunki sota hwe nidale ji sego yunki nigola dari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain yoji stokwalu ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain gae niungwedage ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain skandalio ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Aguegos kaji adwahwe noni ngwa nigola daitinawe ladu nain sunkwai disu ji sego inaliwan jirohari datun yunduha kengwa nigol. Dane. So we'll be looking for a motion to adopt the agenda if there's no changes.
Mr. Chairman, there is a request for an additional item to be put on the agenda for this evening, and it is a request from myself through the BC Support Office, and it is to acknowledge receipt of a petition that was received by Mr. Brad Graham, and that would be new business item number C. And with to my knowledge, there's no additional requests or changes, so with that, I will make a motion to adopt the agenda with the addition.
Is there a second to the motion? Seconded by Daniel. Motion by Lisa to approve the agenda with one addition, acknowledge receipt of the General Travel Council petition. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, next on our agenda is we have the oaths of office. So I'll ask everybody who is here to do to take your oath to please come up to the front here and face the crowd. And Secretary Summers will administer the oaths of office. And then when completed, you'll be asked to go. She'll lead you down to the around the corner to the executive conference room where you will be able to sign your oaths of office. So thank you and come on up. Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, just for the record purpose, I want to read in the names into the record. Joslagi House, if he could please come forward if he's present. Wes Martin, Ray Skenador, Julie Barton, Jennifer Hill, those are for the Land Commission. For ANCOA, Delora Cornelius, Christina Danforth, Gino Danforth. For the Trust Enrollment Committee, Elaine Skenador Cornelius and Barbara Webster. For the Land Claims Commission, Sheila Shanokazik. For the Election Board, Tina Skenador, Pat Lassala, and Chrissy Liggins. And for the Oneida Nation School Board, Rhiannon Matoxin and Melinda J. Danforth. Mr. Chairman, also just a really quick note, the first two individuals I called, Joslagi House and Wes Martin, are the GTC legal advocates.
Congratulations.
Sheila? Yes.
Once again, if the participants can head to the executive conference room where the signing will take place. So if anybody else wants additional pictures, that will all take place right down the hallway, about three doors down to the left.
All right, the oaths have been concluded. New business 5A. Add oaths of office to the remaining officials to the August 30th special Oneida Business Committee agenda. Lisa, the sponsor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did place this request on the agenda because originally we had an individual who thought they may not make today's meeting. My understanding is that the remaining person is currently on their way, so hopefully they will be able to make it yet before we're concluded with our agenda items. So at this time, if the business committee would so choose, I would ask for a deferral of this item to the end of the agenda, hoping that the remaining individual will come, and then there is no need for this item if they do show up. If not, we can entertain the request that I have if it deems that we need to.
Official motion.
I will make a motion to defer this item to the last item on the agenda at this point.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to defer this item to the end of the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up, item B, we have the approved Franklin Covey Client Sales Inc. All Access Pass License Agreement.
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you for allowing us to be on the agenda today. What we are trying to do with the All Access Pass is to create the content that we need for the Academy training program that we're creating. So you might have heard about that in the quarterly report we just gave about a week ago. Not close enough. Okay. So the Academy training program is a leadership and employee development program, and what it's aiming to do is to build some pipelines for employees to be able to advance their careers, to prepare future leaders, noting the workforce, how that's going to shift over the next few years with all the baby boomers retiring. We are trying to get in front of that curve and start to take advantage of the opportunities that we have to build from within, to meet those pipeline requirements. So what the All Access Pass will do is it will allow us to instantly have access to 23 training topics. It'll also give us access to 133 e-learning units and 33 live clicks webinar units. So it is a tremendous value for the price that's listed. Normally the training Covey topics are pretty expensive, as a standalone topic. So this will give us a tremendous value in the organization. We just last week finished our training schedule for next year in anticipation that this would be passed. And so what we've seen is that with the addition of the Academy program, the number of training hours offered per month is going from 24 to nearly 60. So we're having almost a 150% increase in the amount of training that we're going to see because of that. So this is a budgeted item, so it's coming out of existing funds within the HRD budget. So there's no new funds that are needed because of that. And I think the question, if I understand from the legal review, is that the contract in line M contains some language that I think was the point that you guys had to approve specifically.
Any questions or comments from the committee? Lisa?
I do have one clarifying question, and this is probably a legal question. It doesn't, in the cover, it doesn't state that there's a limited waiver of sovereign immunity request, but it does say that there is governing law and venue item. So can you please just clarify what the difference is, if any?
to the governing law in the venue is the limited waiver of sovereign immunity. It's in our office. We're struggling to get this line printed just right so it's clear. We used to say just sovereign immunity waiver, but then we needed to point out where, and pointing out where it deletes. So we're getting that corrected. But it is a limited waiver of sovereign immunity to accept the application, the governing law, and the venue of that state.
Daniel?
Okay, thank you. Thank you guys for taking the initiative on developing a leadership program. I just have a question on the O Academy. Within the O Academy, is this the only leadership development program that you guys are looking at, or is there multiple other programs that you guys are maybe have researched?
Yeah, that's a great question. So with the O'Cademy is going to be bigger than just what's provided through the All Access Pass. So what we have done is we've taken the competencies that are used within the employee performance evaluation, and we've looked at that. So HRD has been talking for a number of years about, you know, everything that we do should be around those competency sets. So our job description should be based on that. The evaluation should be based on that. You know, kind of the hiring process should be based on that, all the way down to the interviews. And so what we have done is we've looked at those competencies. We've tried to evaluate the organization where it stands based on those competencies. And we're looking at where the pain points are and then developing curriculum based off of that. The All Access Pass allows us to get a big chunk of that, but there are other programs and topics that we will have to create based on what All Access Pass doesn't provide.
Okay. Yep. Good. Thank you.
Ernie? I just have one question. Again, thanks for taking the initiative on this. I've heard a lot about this, and I know it's a pretty solid program. My question is just around the goals and aims of the O'Cademy. You know, given our structure with our employees, that some of the employees we have, they have a career path that there may be dead ends for them. There may not be ways up a ladder. So does this academy promote potential employment outside of the tribe to reach that career path? And does it promote and support that as well as returning to the tribe for employment?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to answer that, but one of the things that we've talked about is noting that, for example, those individuals that are not Oneida, you know, that sometimes are barred into management positions or different things. You know, we've been talking about creating, from an HR perspective, creating the organization into a learning organization. And one of the side effects of that is that oftentimes you will invest in training in an employee to ultimately see them walk out the door and go take a promotion outside of the organization. So there is a risk factor with that. But by creating that upward momentum, it is overall a positive benefit to the organization. So there is a possibility of that as well. Yep.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
David?
Make a motion to approve the Frank Covey contract for purchase of All Access Pass, contract number 2017-0625.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ernie. Any more discussion? Kirby?
One question. Now, did you say this would be available to all tribal employees?
Yes. So the intention is to offer it to all tribal employees. Because this is a new program for us and because we're a relatively small training staff, we are going to limit it to 100 individuals the first year. So they will have to apply to get into that. They will need supervisor approval. There are certain criteria that will need to be met. But as we go year by year, we intend to and continually increase that as best as we can.
Are there, you have people in mind that would be that first 100?
We haven't picked anybody yet.
Yeah, there's no indication of that. We've had a lot of discussion about, are there certain areas that would benefit, that kind of a thing. But at this point, we are keeping it as an open enrollment, so each individual will have to apply.
Okay. That's all I have.
All right, see no further questions. We'll vote on the motion to approve the contract. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take up the oath. All right. We'll take up the oath for Tina Danforth for the Gaming Commission position at this time. So, Tina, if you come up to the front, please.
raise your right hand and repeat after me. I am and state your name.
I, Christina Danforth.
Hereby promise. To uphold the laws and regulations.
Of the United Nations.
The General Tribal Council.
And the Tribal Constitution.
I will perform my duties to the best of my ability. And on behalf of the United People. With honor, respect, dignity, and sincerity. And will maintain confidential information with the strictest confidentiality.
I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
As a member of, and then state your board name.
As a member of the United Kingdom Commission,
And all recommendations shall be made. In the best interest of the United Nations as a whole.
Mr. Chairman,
Lisa.
Just a note for the record, Christina was taking her oath of office for two boards, and it was for the Gaming Commission on Aging and for the Gaming Commission, so we just need to note that for the record.
Thank you. Okay. All right, we have a final item on our agenda tonight. It is the acceptance of the GTC petition.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
This was a requested additional item that's being presented to the United Business Committee. As you can see in the information that was provided to you, the United Business Committee did receive a petition from Mr. Brad Graham. And today what we need to do is to acknowledge receipt that it was submitted and then send it to the appropriate areas for the analyses to be completed, which is the Law Office, Finance Office, Legislative Reference Office, and direct reports for those analyses to come back. We would like, as standard, for those to be done within 60 days with a progress report to be submitted within 45 days, and then also to direct the direct report offices to submit their administrative analyses to the Tribal Secretary's office within 30 days. So that is the request for today.
That's a motion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll make that as a motion.
All right. Kirby made a motion to acknowledge receipt of the petition, to send the verified petition to the Law Office, Finance Office, Legislative Reference Office, and to direct that the analysis be done in 60 days and that the direct reports submit their analysis in 30 days.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any more discussion? Seeing none, motion to approve the vote to approve the motion. Signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose. Abstentions. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, we did defer item A to the end of the agenda, and at this time, I'll ask for that item to be noted as no longer needed and to delete this item from the agenda.
Four. Motion has been made and seconded to delete the item 5A. From the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose. Abstentions. Motion carries. Lisa.
Mr. Chairman, also for the record, I just wanted to note, didn't get a chance to at the beginning of the meeting, that Vice Chairman Stevens and Councilwoman Webster are not present today because they are attending the Wisconsin Indian Education Association Act 31 event in Menominee. So just a note for the beginning of the meeting.
All right, thank you. Motion to adjourn would be in order.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to adjourn at 5:25. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose. Abstentions. Motion carries. Thank you, everybody.